My name is Bob Zarrell. I'm from Moline, Illinois. Prende Inglés Gratis Con MentionInglés.com e InglésPodcast.com.
Hello and welcome everybody to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. This is episode 79. I'm Reza.
And I'm Craig.
How are you, Craig?
Very well, thank you. Good to see you again.
You too. Well, this is the very place to come to if you're hoping to improve your English. 79 episodes we've done. Craig and I have about 40 years of teaching experience between us, so we know a thing or two. In this episode, we'll be talking about what to write in cards. Christmas cards, greeting cards, Christmas cards. Oh, I said that already. Anniversary cards, retirement cards, when people have a baby, christening, etc. But first, a little bit of listener feedback. We got a message from Javier Alberola from Valencia.
I remember Javier.
Yep, we've heard from him before. Shall I read out his message?
Go ahead.
He says, "Hi, Craig. I'm Javier Alberola from Valencia again. I never imagined I would be capable of doing a review about a podcast such as Aprender Inglés. I have only been studying English for a year, but I know positively, I'm pretty sure, is what he means to say, that in my first certificate exam may appear this kind of written exercise." He means this kind of written exercise may appear in my first certificate exam.
You have word order.
Yep. Put the subject first. "Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig has become my favorite podcast for various reasons." Oh, thank you. "Firstly, the majority of the contents are, but you should say the content is free." The majority of the content is free.
Because it's the majority that's the singular.
Can I correct you? The majority of the content isn't free. All of the content is free. Yeah, not the majority, 100% all.
We don't charge for any of these podcasts.
So it's more than the majority. Secondly, he goes on, "The experience of the protagonists is their most important attribute." That's a good word, attribute. Well done. "In my opinion, working for the British Council is the best guarantee that this method of education is the appropriate one." Oh, thank you very much. "On the other side," he says, what should he have written there?
On the other side, that's a translation from Spanish, por otro lado, on the other hand.
"On the other hand, I think the success of the podcast is based on the way they transmit information to the audience. Dialogues are clear, concise, and well-structured."
Thank you.
"Tone of voice is another strong point. Correct pronunciation is very useful for me. And pauses in their speech contribute to a better comprehension," or better word would be understanding.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Javier.
Yeah, thank you.
"In conclusion, Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig is the best way of learning English. Cheap, top quality, and easy to use." Can I say again, just to clarify, it's more than cheap, it's free. It's free. "Free, top quality, and easy to use, especially on a smartphone. While I do recommend this program, I warn you that you shouldn't leave a piece of chocolate near Craig. You will never see it again." Oh,
no, that's
Craig.
Very true. That's very true.
That's true. That's true. "Kind regards, Javier." Thank you very much, Javier.
It's actually a very well-written review for an FC exam. If you had to write a review, I think Javier has done a very, very good job with that.
And he said he's only been studying English for a year. Wow.
Very good.
Very rapid progress. You see what the podcast can do, everybody? 1 year and he can already do that. What can I say?
Fantastic.
Okay, Craig, shall we get down to business and talk about greeting cards?
Yes, let's. Greeting cards. What is this obsession that British and American people have with sending greeting cards? Because it's not something that Spanish people tend to do, is it?
No. Indeed.
I mean, you can find greeting cards in Corte Inglés and some people do buy them, but it's not such a tradition in Spain.
I remember when I first arrived in Spain about, very nearly 20 years ago now, it was quite hard to get hold of to obtain greeting cards. You had to look quite extensively to find any, and those that you found were not very good. But no. Now they're a little bit more widely available.
And you can sometimes find cards in English in Spain, which is a relief for me, because if I don't send a birthday card to my mum, she gets very angry. She gets very upset if she doesn't get a birthday. She thinks I've forgotten her birthday if she doesn't get a birthday card.
Yeah, it's very important for most British people, isn't it?
So when do we send and receive cards? Well, obviously birthday cards, Christmas cards, we're coming up to Christmas now, anniversary cards.
By anniversary, what do you mean, Craig?
It could be a marriage anniversary. It could be the anniversary of maybe meeting your boyfriend or girlfriend. Can you think of any other anniversary celebration?
You've been living a certain amount of time in the same house. For example, 1 year in the same house or 5 years, perhaps.
Would you send a card for that?
No, I suppose you wouldn't. Would you? No, maybe not a card. No, that might be a bit excessive. Yeah.
You would send a card for someone who's just maybe got a new job or received a promotion in their job.
Or someone who's just left the job, retirement.
Exactly, a retirement. Congratulations on your retirement. Easter, you'd send Easter cards, a new baby for a christening, when you christen the baby. And also for sad occasions, if someone's in hospital, if they're recovering from an operation or an illness, you'd send a get well soon card. And if somebody dies, you'd send the family a condolence card as well.
That's a very sensitive issue, I find, as a foreigner living in Spain, because as far as I know, the Spanish don't send sympathy cards these days, do they?
I don't think so, no. And correct us if we're wrong, dear listener, but I don't think if you lose somebody who's close to you, would you send a condolence card to say, I'm sorry for your loss? I don't think Spanish people do that.
No, I don't think they do.
And it's something that I really struggle writing, because it's such a sad emotional occasion when somebody passes away. The expression to pass away means someone dies, that it's very difficult for me to think of things to write. It's a very hard card to write. Maybe I'm sorry for your loss. My condolences. I can't think of anything else that I would write on a card.
With deepest sympathy.
With deepest sympathy. Mm. Yeah. Thinking of you at this sad time, perhaps.
Yep. You can say, may our prayers are with you, I beg your pardon. Or if you don't want to be so religious, our thoughts are with you.
At this difficult time.
This difficult time, yeah. Or with you and your family, if you want to include their family. Or I was saddened to hear that X, the person, that Peter, Sandra, your wife, blah, blah, blah. I was sorry to hear that passed away.
To pass away.
Or thinking of you at this difficult time. Quite often we use just the participle, thinking of you at this difficult time. Not I am thinking, just thinking.
Thinking of you.
Or praying, if you're religious, praying for you all at this difficult time. Something like that.
You are in our prayers. You are in our prayers. Moving on to happier cards.
Yes, let's be a bit more cheerful.
What would you, Reza, what would you write in a birthday card?
Well, Craig, that all depends on the person. Hmm. But I nearly always write the words happy birthday.
Of course.
And then it depends on each person. For some people, I write something funny. For other people that I don't know so well, something a bit more formal and not so risky. It depends on the person, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think a common expression would be many happy returns. Mm-hmm. And by returns, I think the implication is to have more birthdays, so you have more celebrations, more years of happy birthdays. So many, many happy returns is a common expression.
It's a common expression. But would you write that to your mum on her card?
Not to my mum, probably, no. I wish you many, many more wonderful birthdays in the future, yeah. Perhaps.
So there are certain expressions like many happy returns, which are fine, except for very close people, in which case they're not quite close enough, are they? They're a little bit too distant. You wouldn't say many happy returns to your mom or to your wife. It's not intimate enough, is
That's
it?
True. That's true. Yep, I hadn't thought of that. One expression that I do like that I heard many years ago from an old friend, Stephen Flint, he wrote on a card that I received, live life well, which I really like. Just those three words, happy birthday, live life well, which is nice because it reminds me to enjoy life and to live it as best as I can.
I've just thought that instead of happy birthday, I sometimes write happy then the year in the ordinal form. In other words, happy 50th or happy 25th or happy 72nd or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever write, you know, there's the popular poem that's roses are red, violets are blue. This poem is old and so are you. That kind of rhyme. You ever write those? Or violets are blue, roses are red. Congratulations on not being dead.
I like it.
Happy birthday.
Would you risk writing that to an old person who might soon die?
No, not unless I knew them very, very well. Maybe to my brother-in-law, who has a very good sense of humor. But if I didn't know the person well, then no.
Do you like buying birthday cards which have a pre-written verse on them, a pre-written poem, rather than composing your own? Some cards already have one written on the card. What do you think about those?
They tend to be very corny.
What do you mean by corny?
Corny is predictable, a bit quiche, a bit, I don't know what the word would be in Spanish, something that is predictable and when you read it, you kind of cringe and go, because it's not very imaginative. It's predictable.
Cutre is about the best word, isn't
cutre.
It? The sentimiento cutre.
So yeah. I usually, if the card does have like a predictable rhyme or poem in it, then I just write something of my own just to show that I've thought about the person and try and personalize it. What would you write on a Christmas card?
Well, now that's a good question. My attitude to Christmas cards has varied over the years.
Do you still send them?
I send season's greetings cards.
Right.
I'm one of those odd people.
So you don't send religious cards?
No. You see, strictly speaking, a Christmas card, strictly speaking, means that you wish someone Merry Christmas. But technically, you only really believe in Christmas if you're a Christian, because that's why it's called Christ, Mass, the Mass of Christ, Christmas. So perhaps I'm a bit too politically correct, but I prefer to send what we call a season's greetings card. Season, the Christmas or festive season, which includes Christmas and the New Year. So I quite often write season's greetings or have a great holiday or have a great festive season. I try to avoid things that say Merry Christmas if I can.
But surely now these days, Christmas, the idea of Christmas to many people has lost its religious connotation. It's more the commercial time of year where we give presents and send cards and have time for off work. I don't think it's for many people a religious time of the year.
That's true.
But you still don't send typically religious cards. You wouldn't send a card that has...
I sometimes do, but only if I can't find season's greetings cards. Mm-hmm. Quite often, as I say, it depends what year it is. Quite often I send New Year's cards. Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't even attempt to get the card to arrive before Christmas. But that's because I tend to do things too late. And when I realize the card's not going to arrive there on time, I just send a New Year card and I write, have a great New Year, have a happy New Year. So I don't even mention Christmas because it's right about the same time.
That's interesting. I often write on the card, wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and all the very best for the coming year, or everything you wish for yourself in the new year. So I usually make a reference to the new year that's about to start.
Yeah. Well, indeed, many Christmas cards come with the words Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year pre-printed on them.
That's right.
You kill two birds with one stone. You celebrate the two things with one card because they're a week apart.
Before we continue with this episode, Reza and I would like to thank iTalkie, who sponsor this podcast.
Yes, and I believe, Craig, you've had a lesson with Adriana. You mentioned her in the previous episode, the Argentinian teacher who was going to help you with your Spanish. How's it going with her?
It's going very well. We had another lesson last Sunday, this time for an hour. And Adriana prepared the lesson very well. She had lots of extra exercises and material. And the lesson was with Skype, and she used flashcards and exercises with some kind of screen sharing software. So I'm not sure how it worked, but it was very, very effective. So I spoke with Adriana on a video call, and during the lesson that she prepared, we also practiced some past tenses and improved my Spanish grammar. So I was very happy, and I'm going to be continuing with her. Every teacher on iTalki has their own pricing, and with Adriana, for 60 minutes of class, it was 180 credits. So 100 credits are about 9 euros. So that's about 15 euros per hour, which I think is pretty good value if you think it's a one-to-one private lesson with a native teacher who has prepared a lesson for you.
Yeah,
I think it's very good value for money. So if you're interested in taking private classes with iTalki, go to inglespodcast.com/iTalki. And if you sign up and pay for credits and you buy 100 credits, iTalki will give you another 100 credits free. So that's 2-for-1, a free lesson with iTalki. And Reza and I would like to thank iTalki for sponsoring this podcast. Have you started sending digital Christmas cards?
No, I did once when it was a novelty about 12 years ago. But now the novelty has worn off. It's no longer impressive, and no, I don't. What about you?
Me neither. One year, about 4 years ago, I did take the money I usually spend on Christmas cards and the postage, because I have friends in different countries, so it's not cheap to send cards all over the world. So I took the money and I gave it to charity and just sent emails. But then I kind of received some Christmas cards and I felt bad that I hadn't sent Christmas cards to my friends. So I just send them now every year.
There are some friends of mine that I haven't seen in years. And Christmas or New Year is the only time that I send them any communication. And so I like to do it in a Christmas or season's greeting card. And what I'll generally do is I'll put a letter inside it.
Yeah, me too. I have 3 or 4 friends. I do the same. It's once a year they get a letter from me, and once a year they reply and send me a letter at Christmas.
It's kind of nice because it's that time of year when you like to remember people who are special to you and mean quite a lot. And there's something nice about physically getting a piece of paper or card in your hand, which you know has passed through the hands of the person who sent it to you.
What would you write on an anniversary card? Wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary. And I would very often make a reference to the number of years married. So 30 years and still going strong, something like that. Or 30 marvelous years. May there be many more. Or
many,
something like
many more happy years together. Could be an idea. Many more happy years together. Valentine's Day? Reza, what would you write on a Valentine's Day card?
The last Valentine's Day card I sent was about 1983, 84, perhaps. I don't send a Valentine's card. Not since I was a teenager.
The last Valentine's Day card I received, I must have been 17, 18 years old. Yeah. Or maybe younger.
Call me a killjoy. Agua fiestas. Call me a killjoy, but I'm going to say something which some of you aren't going to like, I'm afraid. I don't really believe in Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate it. I don't observe it. I'm sorry if I've disappointed any of you.
You killjoy.
Yeah, what a killjoy. I don't believe in it. I think it's all a commercial con.
So is Christmas.
Yeah, but Christmas is different. Christmas is a traditional thing. It's existed for many centuries, albeit in different shapes and forms. But the idea of sending a Valentine's Day card is a modern invention. I reckon it was invented by people who make cards.
I think I agree with you. But if you do want to send a Valentine's Day card and you want to know what to write in English, I love you, for example.
Good start, yeah.
You are. Don't sign it because Valentine's Day cards are supposed to be anonymous, so don't write your name. And just write a poem or something sweet to the person you're sending the card to.
That poem you mentioned earlier, I think I've seen similar poems on Valentine's Day card. Things like roses are red, violets are bread. What is it?
Violets are bread.
Bread. Roses are red, violets are blue.
You don't know me, but I love you.
I love you. Things like that. Yeah, that's quite common in Valentine's cards, isn't it?
Violets are blue, roses are red. I'd love to get you into bed.
Yeah.
There you go. New job cards. Someone who has just got a new job.
Good luck in your new job is the key phrase I tend to write. What about you?
Congratulations on your new position. Congratulations on your new post or on your new job. Remember the preposition with congratulations. It's congratulations on. So congratulations on your anniversary. Congratulations on your retirement, on your new job, etc. How about this Spider-Man quotation? With great power comes great responsibility.
Uh-huh, yes.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's quite profound.
Yes, when people retire as well, it's common to send a card, a retirement card. So all the best for your retirement. Easter cards, happy Easter. New baby cards, congratulations on the birth of your baby boy, or congratulations on the birth of your baby girl.
Now, you skipped quickly past Easter cards, and I don't blame you. What on earth do you write on an Easter card?
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Have you sent many Easter cards in your time?
I've never sent an Easter card, but people do. People do.
Some people do. I don't think it's not that common, though, is it? It's not. It's dying out these days.
It is.
I would associate it with older people. Not many younger people send Easter cards these days, don't you think?
No, I think it's not very common. But I think get well soon cards are commonly sent. What would you write on a get well soon card?
Get well soon.
Get well soon. Surprisingly.
Yeah, that's all right.
How about I wish you a speedy recovery?
Yes, that's a good one. That's very common.
Or perhaps get over your illness soon. Get over, the phrasal verb means to recover from. So get over your illness soon. Get well cards. Get well soon. I wish you a speedy recovery. Get over your illness soon. Get over to recover from.
What about you mentioned christening?
Christening, congratulations on the birth of your,
But that's not christening.
And that's not christening, is it?
One thing is the birth of a baby, and another is christening when it's being christened, when it's being brought to church to officially become part of the church and be named.
So I've never sent a christening card, but I would write congratulations on the christening. Would you write anything different?
No, I wouldn't send a christening card, but some people do. Some people do.
And of course, now it's very common to congratulate people on Facebook. So I think greeting cards are not as popular as they used to be.
And of course, you can take this to whatever level you want, because we mentioned sending sympathy cards when somebody dies. Well, then, if you're going to be polite and in an old-fashioned but nice way, when you receive a sympathy card, it's your responsibility to send another card back to the person who sent you the sympathy card saying thank you.
Really?
You send a thank you card to the sympathy card.
I didn't know that, but I did think of weddings, because if you give somebody a present at a wedding, it used to be common, I don't know if it still is, to send thank you card back to the person who came to the wedding and gave you a present. So you'd write a card to the guest and say, thank you for attending the wedding and thank you so much for the lovely tablecloth you gave us, for example. Do people still do that? Do they do that in Spain?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not much, but in Britain they still do.
They thank the guests for their presence and for attending the wedding.
And indeed, Craig, what do you write in a wedding invitation card? Well, it's a wedding invitation. It's not really a card, but what would you write on that? If you were getting married and you wanted to invite people to the wedding, what would you write on the invitation card? And by the way, do Spanish people send you a card when they invite you to your wedding? I think they do. Do they?
Yes.
An actual card.
I've received a couple of invitation cards to weddings in Spain. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what they said, though, in Spanish. But in English, they'd say, We would be delighted to enjoy your company at our wedding on such and such a day at such and such a time. RSVP at the bottom.
RSVP. That's weird.
Which
thing,
in French
it?
Is.
Yeah.
What?
Is. Well, let's see if my classes I'm having have paid off. Is it Répondez, s'il vous plaît?
Yep.
Which, why we write it in French still, I do not know, but we continue to write it, which means please reply.
Please reply.
Respondez, but we write RSVP, these initials.
Yep.
In other words, you're supposed to say, yes, I'm coming, or I'm not coming.
So what do you think of this greeting card thing? Do you send greeting cards? Have you ever sent or received any? We'd like to hear from you and tell us about your opinion on greeting cards. Is it a waste of money? Send us a voice message and tell us what you think. Go to inglespodcast.com and click on the speak pipe icon on the right-hand side of the homepage. Or send us an email at craig@inglespodcast.com or send one to Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and on next week's episode, we'll be looking at some confusing verbs like say and tell, for example, hear and listen, and watch and see, that kind of thing. So, until next episode, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.